Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working, so I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since, and it's definitely helped, and I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. I've got a special report just for you from my friends at Swiss America, and it's free. Go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to get it now. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up, it's the Wellness Wednesday version of the show, and we've got some very interesting things to discuss, from warm baths to blood pressure, with Dr. Laura Purdy of Swell Medical. We'll talk with her later in the hour, plus some thoughts on current events. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. It is a busy time of year. The spring is going to continue to be, you know, there were elections yesterday. A lot of people didn't give much attention to them because there's not really anybody on the ballot. The nominees for the presidential positions of both parties has already been determined. So now we're going through the motions of just gathering the required votes, and they'll go to the conventions and be nominated and so forth. It's all fait accompli at this point. But yesterday, late in the evening, the White House put out this statement, and this is from President Biden. He says, "I am outraged and heartbroken by the deaths of 7 humanitarian workers from World Central Kitchen, including one American, in Gaza. They were providing food to hungry civilians in the middle of a war. They were brave and selfless. Their deaths are a tragedy." He says, "Israel has pledged to conduct a thorough investigation into why the aid workers' vehicles were hit by airstrikes. That investigation must be swift. It must bring accountability, and its findings must be made public." Even more tragically, this is not a standalone incident. The conflict has been one of the worst in recent memory in terms of how many aid workers have been killed. This is a major reason why distributing humanitarian aid in Gaza has been so difficult, because Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers trying to deliver desperately needed help to civilians. Shortly after the president's statement came out, the vice president did almost similar thought-for-thought kind of style release. But I want to go back to the first sentence, because I found this interesting. "I'm outraged and heartbroken by the deaths of these humanitarian workers from World Central Kitchen, including one American." Boy, he did not suffer any amount of time, literally the first sentence, to say that we're supposed to care about what happened with these aid workers because one of them is an American. And I do care that one of them is an American. I think it's right to care. As an American, caring for another American who got wrongfully killed, that's what we do. It's natural. But I am very concerned about something, because neither the president nor Vice President Kamala has said one thing, not one, publicly, not one word, about the 8 Americans that are still being held captive in Gaza. Whoa, Kev, wait a minute. Wait. What? Yeah. We have 8 hostages among the 100 and plus that are left from the original invasion of October 7th. And while this statement comes out and criticizes Israel and says, you know, you have to have a thorough investigation as to what happened, I'm just going to ask the question, and it's not going to be a fun one for those that are not interested in the actual truth, but I am. And that is, if you say to Israel over the deaths of these humanitarian workers, "We must have a swift and thorough investigation and people must be held accountable," which I don't disagree with. I think a proper accounting for what happened has to come about. I think a proper investigation has to come about. And if people got things wrong, there needs to be recompense made for that. But what caught my eye here is that this is the first time I have seen the word American show up in the president or the vice president's social media feed when they're getting a message out concerning the conflict in Israel, in Gaza. This is the first time I've heard them invoke their own nationality and their own people in what is happening in Gaza. And from the very beginning, Americans had hostages that were taken. Now, some of them have been released and freed and made it back home. That's a wonderful thing. But it wasn't because the administration was waving the flag saying, we have an American. Look, Hamas, you have to or else. In fact, we're just getting right down to it. I can't point to one press statement from the vice president or the president directed to Hamas saying, you guys need to stop. The only thing you've heard reported in our press is, Mr. President, put pressure on Israel, put pressure on Israel, put pressure on Israel. Israel was the one who was attacked on October 7th. The loudest, clankiest, noisiest voices in the room in the American dialogue are yelling at the president to yell at Israel. But something else is also true of this conflict, and it's been true from the very beginning. The minute that Hamas lays its weapons down and surrenders, the minute that the soldiers, the mujahideen of the great holy war that they are waging against Israel, the minute that they surrender, put their weapons down, say that's it, the minute that happens, the war is over. Israel doesn't want to go into Rafah any more than the Palestinians wish that they won't go into Rafah. They don't want to do a ground invasion. Israel, on all levels of its political spectrum, from its far left to its far right, are united in saying, we are going to eliminate Hamas so that they never do this to us again. And I don't see that will changing, because it has the unified support of the Israeli people, top to bottom, even Arabs that live in Israel. It is an Israeli conflict with the people of Gaza, specifically the terror organization Hamas, which was elected by the people of Gaza. But how come it's always in that direction? How come it's always the president saying, I'm gravely concerned about what Israel's doing? I have great consternation about Israel. Israel needs to do a better job. Israel needs to do this. Why aren't we calling out Hamas as the terror agent saying, you guys give up? Put your weapons down and come out. And nobody else has to die. For better or for worse, Israel knows that Hamas plays chicken a lot. So they go and hide behind women and children. Israel doesn't want to kill women and children. They just want to end Hamas's ability to hurt them. And I, for one, think that they have the right to expect that. Israel needs to be free and safe as the freest democracy in the Middle East. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We have got a great wellness show straight ahead for you. Dr. Laura Purdy is back from Swell Medical. We're going to talk some very interesting topics. Stay here.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed.
And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back from New York. And you know that on a regular basis, I like to clear the path for some wellness chatter. Because I want to make sure that your life is as good as it can be on kind of all fronts. And the health front is certainly important. I have a renewed appreciation for that after my experience of just a couple of weeks ago in the hospital getting the gallbladder out. And someone who held my hand and walked me through that all the way is the director of Swell Medical. And she has been a repeat guest here, one of the favorites on the wellness broadcast. Dr. Laura Purdy, welcome back.
Hey, Kevin, you look great. I'm glad you're doing so well. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, it's interesting because even this far after the surgery, when people say, you know, well, what were you in the hospital for? And I tell them gallbladder surgery, almost to a person, they look shocked and surprised that I guess maybe someone as young as me needs it, but that I would already be out and about kind of this quickly. I mean, with the laparoscopic procedure, healing does come faster now, right?
It really does, because they don't have to, if I may say, fillet you open with a big cut and expose everything. And also you also took very good care of yourself, right? You
tried
to put some ice on those incisions afterwards, and you took care of yourself too, but laparoscopic is much gentler on the body.
Yeah. Well, I for those 8 years that I had the argument with my gallbladder, I don't feel any more discomfort at all. And that is worth it to me to have gone through the process. One of the things that came up in my hospital stay is blood pressure. And I've known for a little more than a year that I have hypertension. Sometimes it's worse than others. You were the one that told me a couple of weeks ago that if I've been living with pain, I probably had higher blood pressure than I would have needed to have had. But what's so important about blood pressure? In fact, doctors in the hospital were like, well, you know, it's a silent killer. why does it get that reputation?
Sure. So they're not wrong. We do call high blood pressure or hypertension, which is the medical word for high blood pressure, we call it a silent killer simply because it has no symptoms. By the time it has symptoms, something's wrong with you, whether that is problems with your eyes or problems with your kidneys or heart failure or even a stroke. Heaven forbid it gets that far. But the reason why we say silent killer is because over the course of several decades, you might not even know you have it.
I didn't.
And your body is sustaining the damage.
What is the damage that's being done if your blood pressure is too high? And I know that there's two measurements, but for people that are truly walking into this with no background on it at all, what do those measurements represent and what is considered damage?
Well, let me tell you about what blood pressure is, right? So blood pressure, like what is that? Blood pressure is the number that we give really to describe the amount of pressure that it's the closed system, right? The pipes, your arteries, your veins have blood inside of them, move around the body, but it's a closed system. The blood generally stays there. That's where we want it to stay.
Right.
And because it's a closed system with really no opening and there's no entry point or exit point unless we have a cut or something, the fluid in the body is under an amount of pressure. And we know by the studies that have been done on the effects of the human body to being under that much pressure, blood pressure high and low, that when you expose the tissues and the organs to stress, like being under a high pressure system for a long period of time, what I tell patients is the warranty starts to wear out. You start to lose your warranty on parts of your body, especially the parts that are very susceptible and fragile. They're very fragile and susceptible to the changes in pressure. So when you think about the things that go wrong in people who have high blood pressure for decades and they don't treat it, it's where the tiny little fragile tissues and blood vessels are. So the retinas, you start to have vision problems. The kidneys, which are full of probably millions, I don't know the right number, I'm not a nephrologist, but a lot of tiny little arteries that are very susceptible. And your brain, right? You have blood vessels in your brain, blood vessels in your heart, and those vessels are also exposed to long-term, you can say, trauma from being under a high-pressure system, and they're just not built to accommodate it. So yeah. I hope that helps you understand a little more why we say
science. I think it does. Talk to me about the difference in what the two numbers measure.
Well, the systolic is the top number and the diastolic is the bottom number. The systolic has more to do, and we're talking about the heart. So the heart has squeeze and the heart has relax. Those are the two jobs that it does. And if you've ever seen a picture, it kind of looks like this, right? The top and the bottom squeezing together. So the top number is the amount of pressure that the system's under when the heart is squeezing. And the bottom number is the amount of pressure that the system's under when the heart is not squeezing. And both of those need to be low. If you've ever seen people who have one number really high, one number really low, and it can kind of go like this, both numbers need to be normal because squeezing against pressure or relaxing against pressure, either way is going to cause damage.
Okay. So when I was admitted, and I'm just going to be vulnerable here, everybody listening, you know that I'm not afraid of saying things. They checked it on the first night when I was admitted, and I think I was like 166 over 116, both of which are way too high for a man my age.
They are. Yep. Both of those numbers are too high. But you were also in pain, right?
Correct.
Also in pain. Did it get lower?
Well, they actually had to give me medication before the surgery. We did get it down a little bit, but it wasn't enough. So they gave me medication before they took me in for the surgery. And then after the surgery, the attending said, okay, I'm going to put you on a prescription, which I've been faithfully taking every day since I've left the hospital. And now, as of yesterday, and I'm taking the reading a couple of times a day, but yesterday I was at 126 over 86. Significantly better than where I was when I went in.
Congratulations. We like that. And you might not even need to take the medication forever long term. You know, you may really be able to come off of it, but it sounds like for now, in the short term, that is the best thing for you.
And on the medications themselves, there are different ones that people prescribe. And the one that the doctor at the hospital prescribed, she said, had the least amount of damage to any other organs. It's really important to, if you've got blood pressure, to start with kind of the least impactful and then build if you need it. Is that correct?
I think it's important to always ask your clinician why they're choosing the medication you're choosing for you, because whether it's blood pressure, cholesterol, acid reflux, gout, whatever it is, there's a lot of options, and your doctor should be choosing that medication specifically for you,
right,
for certain reasons. And I always encourage patients to say, why did you choose that particular medication for me? If they can't tell you, that's a red flag, because it means either they can't or they haven't thought it all the way through. And I think it's just really important to ask.
Well, it was interesting because you had suggested a medication, and when I brought it up to the doctor's attention, she goes, well, that one's a good one. She said, but in X number of studies, it had slightly more side effect than this one does. So I want to start you with this one. And if we need to, we'll go to that one. I was like, that's pretty knowledgeable. I mean, if she knows like the ins and outs, even to the kind of the shades of gray in between, it's kind of cool. We're speaking with Dr. Laura Purdy. She is the founder and director of Swell Medical. I'll have her explain all that when we come back. But we're also going to talk about some other fun stuff, dealing with Ozempic face. It sounds like a disease that I wouldn't want to have, but we'll figure out what that's all about when we continue on Wellness. Stay right here.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Now, did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, if you go to her social media, Dr. Laura Purdy does all kinds of great little summaries of things that she's written about in different journals and periodicals. You also get to see her beautiful, lovely modeling photos on her social media as well, which is a bonus. But the real value of what she does is these little summaries of different subjects that she talks about. And Dr. Purdy, I don't think there's been a more controversial, both heralded and kind of booed, pharmaceutical over the last 12 months more than Ozempic. It's been the pun of late night jokes. It has been the transformational element in some very heavy set actors that all of a sudden look very svelte on TV after they've used it. What do we know about Ozempic?
Well, what do we know about Ozempic? We know a lot about Ozempic. And when I use the term Ozempic, we're talking about a name brand. So let me backtrack 1 second and say Ozempic is a name brand for a general medication, a generic medication that's called semaglutide. You may also pronounce it semaglutide. And I don't think either pronunciation is right or wrong. I'm from Kentucky, so I say
I'm going to go with semaglutide because it's easier for me to say. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have the Ozempic name brand, and then you also have the Wegovy name brand. And the Ozempic is technically for diabetes and Wegovy is technically for weight loss. They are the same medication. The weight loss one has a slightly different dosage, same med. So we start with that. They were originally developed to be diabetes medications because they, without giving you a whole lesson on physiology of blood sugar, the liver and the pancreas work together to create different enzymes to help your body deal with blood sugar. And when we think about these medications, they're really working on the receptors of the chemicals or the enzymes or the hormones that the body uses to respond to high and low blood sugar.
Okay.
And when people have diabetes, or before you get to diabetes, prediabetes, metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, or even obesity, you start to see the indicators of high blood sugar creeping up. So when you take Ozempic, it's really working at the level of the receptor of those little substances that the body uses to tell itself, I have blood sugar. I don't have blood sugar. I need to store energy in the form of calories, in the form of fat, or I need to release energy in the form of fat, in the form of calories. So the medications work at that level. And when they were developed for diabetes, what we saw when we learned is that not only were people's blood sugars getting back to completely normal, we can cure, for the lack of a better term, we can put into remission, is probably a better term, diabetes.
Wow. With these medicines.
Right. But they're also losing weight. And throughout our history, we've had metformin, we've had all the glipizides, we've had four or five or six different classes of medications, insulin itself, that neither did a good job of curing diabetes, I'll say inducing remission of diabetes, or making you lose weight. And most people had to take three, four, five, six medications at the same time to have minimal result. Wow. So the reason why this medication is taking so much flack, guess what, is because it works. Hmm. It actually works. And I think we could eradicate type 2 diabetes from the whole country and all of the other comorbidities, which is the fancy doctor word for other bad things that happen with Ozempic or Wegovy or whatever they are. Now,
well, it's interesting because my grandfather, my mom's dad, had type 2 diabetes. He was a tall man, but he was a big man, heavy man. And he always wrestled with blood sugar issues. There were always, you know, later in life, he got sores on his feet. He carried a lot of weight with him the whole time. He never really gave up his sweet tooth, which I think was part of the downfall of his health. He always had Cokes and candy bars like stashed in the house, and he shouldn't have had those. My mother, his daughter, had the kind of reverse of the pendulum problem. She was low blood sugar, hypoglycemic. And as she was doing research about all of blood sugars, she was reading that the solution to both ends of the distorted problems was the same, to come back to healthier nutrition and so forth. But like you could kind of cure the sugar imbalance by following a good diet from either direction. Is that in fact what Ozempic tries to do in a medical sense?
I think so. I really do, because that's what people learn how to do. We see them, because it does suppress your appetite and it alters the speed at which your intestines are doing their job. People are hungry less and they don't eat as much as they used to. But the problem is, or maybe it's not a problem, but the issue is that that needs to be maintained when the medication is stopped. I think there's a role for both, because unfortunately, we've been telling patients for decades that the first thing they need to do is lifestyle changes, diet, and exercise. And there is a very small sub segment of our country that is able to successfully do that.
All right. Good stuff. When we come back, the kind of coolest thing we've talked about in a very long time on this show, the benefits of warm baths. Stay here.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751.
646-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome back to New York. Final few minutes with Dr. Laura Purdy on this Wellness Day. And so glad to have you, Laura. Thank you for all the fun chat. We get into some interesting stuff with you that I don't get into with the other doctors. And I'm just thankful for your willingness to kind of be cast a very wide net here. But as the director of Swell Medical, that's kind of your necessity. Give the elevator pitch for people that don't know what Swell Medical is.
Well, Swell Medical is the nation's first and largest cash pay direct-to-consumer health system. And we have patients and clinicians because we serve both sides that move in and around our system. So you can be seen virtually. You can be seen in person. The clinicians can work virtually or in person. And we are getting ready to start powering a lot of subspecialty clinics and other businesses. So wow. The bone of the Swell Medical health system is positioned to be able to launch, support, and sustain the health system of the future.
And this came out of your background in telehealth or virtual health, which you had a big background in coming out of your time in the military, and you've kind of parlayed that to the next level.
I have. I believe that the telemedicine industry, or now I actually call it the innovative care industry, because we do healthcare in so many different ways. And I think that we are at a time where we've grown big enough that we not only deserve, but we demand a seat at the table and a say in what the regulations are and our voice to be heard, not just to be treated like we're hiding in the shadows doing something wrong, because we're not.
Somebody told me earlier today that you're a troublemaker for the good. I like how that rolls off the tongue. Well, if people want to know more, how do they find you?
I would say come to our website, swellcare.health. You can find me on Instagram. Actually, right now it's at Dr. Laura Purdy, Dr. Laura Purdy. We're kind of playing with the brand and the moniker right now. Or Swell also has its own Instagram. So stay tuned.
Nice. All right. Check that out. Okay. We teased it. It's one of my favorite things to do. My bride's not a big fan of hot baths, but I'm like a fish. I could live in them forever and be happy about it. And I've been told in the past that they could be bad for your skin. They could, my chiropractor doesn't like me spending a lot of time in hot baths if I have certain aches or pains as it relates to the muscles. But Reader's Digest, and another organization just published, some facts about them, and it's surprisingly positive. What did it find?
I think there's a lot of good reasons why warm baths can be very helpful. Of course, it's not a substitute for medical advice. And if your doctor or practitioner tells you otherwise, I'm sure they have a good reason. But there's a lot of things that hot baths can do. First and foremost, just mental clarity, relieving stress, peace of mind. It's a forced moment with you, yourself, and the bath where you have nothing else to do but that.
Yeah. Love that.
Can you relate?
No, I think about columns I'm going to write. I think about show segments I want to schedule and do. Like, I do a lot of creative thinking while soaking.
Yep, I agree. And the second is, think about the applications for a heating pad. We use heating pads, direct applied heat, for a lot of things. Now, I agree with your chiropractor. If you have a fresh injury, ice is better for that. But correct, for some of the chronic, more long-term, whether it be tendonitis or arthritis or muscle strains and sprains like us old soldiers get, warm bath can be really good for that because it can relax the muscles so they become more stretchy like a rubber band in the sun rather than a rubber band in the freezer. And it can also increase blood supply to those injuries to help nourish them and feed them so that they can heal and recover better.
Very cool. All right. What's the next one?
So it also can support cardiovascular health. And I know what you're thinking. How is that possible? When I say cardiovascular health, I don't necessarily mean just your heart. Your cardiovascular system is in your whole body. And there are some people have problems with circulation relating to the very, in a warm bath, the warm heat can bring blood to everywhere where the water touches. And again, it can be very nourishing and healing for the area.
I just saw somewhere, and it wasn't this article, but it was another one that had popped up that said that that in the cardiovascular arena, hot baths are replicating some of the benefits of cardiovascular activity.
I believe that because you think about your vital signs, your blood pressure, your heart rate. It speeds up a little bit. Some people even sweat. Some people sweat just from sitting in a hot bath or even think like a sauna. It's very similar. So absolutely, you can increase your metabolic rate. You can burn some calories in the meantime. Just stay hydrated, right? Don't forget to stay hydrated because that's
very important. So important. We don't drink enough water as it is. And so you don't want to get extra dehydrated while you're doing that. What else does it do for us?
Well, one thing I can tell you is that it is a major part of a good, I mean, it can be a major part of a good sleep hygiene routine. We have a lot of patients who struggle transitioning from wake to sleep. And when we talk about sleep hygiene, what does that even mean, sleep hygiene? What it means is facilitating a successful transition from being awake to being asleep. If you just flip off the lights and jump in bed and say, okay, it's time to sleep now, that's not going to be as successful. So a lot of people, especially with children, we think about giving your kids a bath in the evening before bed. It facilitates your body starting to slow down mentally and physically, starting to relax any tension that you've been holding in your muscles, like we just talked about with the musculoskeletal system. You can even use adjunctive things like lavender, essential oils, all that type of stuff can be really great and calming for your body to prepare it to be sleeping.
As I am wont to do, I often have creative ideas hit me in the middle of the night. And sometimes I do have trouble falling back to sleep after something has come to me. I have made a consistent habit over the years of wandering into the bathroom, running a tub of hot water and getting in it, because it does seem to like help melt just the adrenaline out of me. And then I can get back to bed and rest more fully then.
Yeah, I can absolutely relate to that. And I think a lot of people have that same experience. But like you're saying, there's a lot of myths out there that we are busting right now.
All right. Anything else?
I think the one more thing is probably worthwhile talking about is skin conditions. Now, if you're somebody who has eczema or psoriasis or a lot of allergies, I'm not really talking to you, because people who have inflammatory skin conditions, we will make them worse usually by sitting them in a big hot bathtub. But think about going to get a facial. So I'm a huge advocate for hot baths if it's healthy for you, right?
As am I. I second that. And Dr. Purdy, thank you for your time tonight. And friends, if you want more information, look her up on Instagram at Dr. Laura Purdy, or you can look up Swell Medical. Swell has its own page on Instagram and also a website dedicated unto itself. And become one of Dr. Purdy's clients. She'll be glad to help take care of you. Dr. Laura Purdy, thank you so much.
Kevin, have a great day.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough on the Wellness Wednesday edition. Much chuckling at myself here. I ran across this story in the break. This is being put out by, I'm not seeing where the study has come from, but a published study recently stated that women who have their last child after age 33, and this is statistically verifiable, this is what they've studied by looking at it. Women who have had their last child after the age of 33 have doubled their chance of living till 95 or older. another study published contemporaneously with that one showed women who gave birth after 40 four times more likely to live to 100. So if you have your last child after 33, you are more than twice the chance of living to 95. And if you give birth after 40 to your last child, you are likely to live, you're four times more likely to, you double your chance to make it to 100 years old. It's just so interesting to see that, because we tend to run in the opposite direction. And I don't know which is actually, you know, I don't really have criticism either way. I always thought if you married young, have your kids early so that you can enjoy a lot of adulthood after they're out. And you're still young enough to go and pursue and do things. This study would seem to say that that doesn't really matter all that much, although you're not as spry in your 90s and 100s as you are in your 40s and 50s. Now, what I would like to have known also is, in the study, how many children did they have prior to their last one? Because if you just have your last one after these ages, that seems to be how the study looked at it. But I'm curious, if it's your only child after that age, what's the chances? My guess is these are likely to be women that have more than one child. And it just so happened that the last one came after those benchmarks. And if people knew that, I think maybe there would be a little less pressure about, you know, performance anxiety and all the rest. It's okay. Have your baby. And if you have them after 33, as a female, you're more than double the chance to live to 95. And if you have it after 40, you are four times more likely to make it all the way to 100. Pretty cool. All right. If you missed any of tonight's show, please go get the Radio Night Live podcast. It's available everywhere Kevin McCullough podcasts are available. Every podcast outlet that carries Kevin McCullough Radio gets Radio Night Live, and you can get it from any of them. Tune in, iHeart, and go to the AM 970 The Answer webpage. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thanks for being with us. Tomorrow we talk legal issues, and then we close out the week with a fun Friday and a little bit of a preview of the Yankees and Mets. Don't miss that one. We'll see you soon.